Well, it rained cats and dogs yesterday, didn't it? In fact, it left a lot of poodles behind. Okay, but seriously, it was a lot of rain. The international airport more than doubled the monthly total that we were at going into yesterday. We had about 4.5 inches. We're now at more than 8.5 inches for the month after 4.44 inches of rain fell officially yesterday. That did not break the daily rainfall record, though, by the way, which is an astounding 9.5 inches of rain that occurred with a tropical storm in the late 1800s. Well, it still was tropical-like, and the downpours were very heavy. We had rainfall amounts widespread of 1 to 4 inches, but some of those spots, 4, 5, even 6 inches. We had some 6-inch reports in parts of St. Johns County. We had a tornado video from Clay County. Appears to be a tornado that moved between Middleburg and Green Cove Springs, very near Lake Asbury. Did no damage, at least, though. The video is quite intriguing. And a lot of standing water and localized flooding in some of the usual spots, like San Marco downtown, and also St. Augustine, but some areas in between, Palenque and St. Johns County. Quite a bit of neighborhood flooding reported there, and there's still standing water early this morning. And that's after a fairly dry August and early September, of course, but we've certainly turned that around as expected. Some very heavy downpours yesterday. There's more on the way, though not likely of the intensity that we saw yesterday. Still heavy downpours at times. It just won't be as long-lasting or as quite as widespread, but occasional and on-and-off showers can be expected today. The frontal system not moving much. We'll see temperatures only topping at around 80, so it will at least keep temperatures lower. Of course, the humidity is very high with that tropical moisture in place. And even overnight tonight, there'll be some showers at times. And then tomorrow on Friday, we set up with kind of a mini little nor'easter. It's not as strong as what we experienced last week, but there'll be a pretty decent wind out of the northeast, buffeting our beaches in particular, where gusts of winds will be up to 30 miles per hour, more like 15 to 20 miles per hour inland. And that'll continue to stream showers in off the Atlantic, bands of rain. And while they'll be relatively narrow, in other words, they'll come and go, where they manage to move over the same areas for a longer period of time, there again could be some locally very heavy rains, especially if it coincides with high tides. So that'll be something to watch, too, for tomorrow right on into the day on Friday. Yeah, we can't seem to shake this pattern or get rid of the rain right now. By the weekend, still a few scattered showers, a very persistent wind off the Atlantic. We really don't lose the moisture. It won't be raining all the time. Again, it doesn't look to be as intense as what we've experienced recently, but still at least a few showers around for the weekend on Saturday and Sunday. It will continue to keep temperatures in check with highs between 80 and 85. The beaches will be seeing this increased northeasterly wind, so there is going to be an increasing rip current risk at our area beaches the rest of the week, all the way into the weekend, and at times some of those heavy rain bands. I have tweeted out Instagrammed and Facebook from my Facebook page, fan page, at Mike First Alert, some of the rainfall amounts from across the area, and our Tempest First Alert Weather Neighborhood Network with shows rainfall from all sorts of areas, how you can become a part of that network. It's pretty cool. I've put that out on my Facebook fan page as well as Twitter and Instagram. You can see it. It's a really cool network that really helps us drill down to neighborhoods and see just exactly how much rain's occurring and has been falling, along with other weather information, humidity, rainfall, how far away lightning is from each site. Pretty handy-dandy. How you can buy one and become part of that network is online also at actionnewsjax.com. Just go to the weather tab, and you'll see it right down, right below that weather tab where you can click and get more information. Meanwhile, in the tropics, we have Philippe over the central Atlantic struggling with a lot of shear. Looks like this dissipates over the next couple of days, but Rena will soon develop right behind it. Still looks to be an early turn to the north, though, out over the central Atlantic. So that would be good news, of course. Always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. With all your weather all the time, stay dry. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.